everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we are celebrating the historic 2020 election results. We share our thoughts on the results, where we were, how we celebrated, we discuss the Republican Four Seasons total landscaping debacle, and we review the new Kylie Minogue and Little Mix albums. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. 5, 4, 3, 2. Actually, one second. I had to yawn, I think.
I think something about you made me think I had to sneeze.
Oh, we're really in sync. You know what? We're going to use it. We're going to even use the countdown because I think the countdown was beautiful. Hi, Corey.
Hi. If I do end up sneezing, it's your fault. What are you supposed to look at the light? If you want to sneeze, you look at the light. If you don't want to, if you want to sneeze, you look at the light. But if you don't want to sneeze, you look at something green. Did you know?
I don't know about that. When I have to sneeze, I don't really try to stop it because I feel like it's one of those, you know, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. It's
you have so few brain cells left. Anyways, you don't want to sneeze them out by trying to fight it.
Right. Right.
Can't fight the moonlight.
Hey, Can't Fight the Moonlight really had a comeback last week.
That mega mix that was put out is great, but the one song that I've been loving is the one that's Loving You Isn't Really What I Was Supposed to Do. What is it?
It's Excuse me?
Oh my God, I sent it to you. Let me find it. I will find it.
Well, the Can't Fight the Moonlight remix, I thought she really, okay, absolutely. Timeless classic bop.
Timeless classic bop. Yes, it is. No, The Right Kind of Wrong. Have you listened to the Leanne Rimes, Dave Aud? I think that's how you say it. Right Kind of Wrong remix on Spotify. Because
if you sent it to me, I'm pretty sure I added it to my playlist.
Oh, it's good. The Megamix was good. And then he just did that song. And I thought, yeah, that's what I wanted. So thank you.
Well, we'll get some music because I do have a couple albums that I do want to discuss. I want to talk the Kylie album. I want to talk the Little Mix album. I don't know if you listen to either.
Well, I guess you'll find out when we get to that part and discuss.
Okay, but first and foremost, Corey, I think we need to celebrate.
Oh my God. I just wanted to call you and be like,
How are you feeling?
Oh my God.
For the people that don't know what we're celebrating, what are we celebrating?
Bitch, everybody knows what we're celebrating because the whole world is celebrating with us.
Corey got laid.
Oh my God, I wish.
No, that's not it.
It felt just as good.
Really? Orgasmic?
I had as many multiple orgasms.
Oh, nice. Oh,
woof.
Well, both situations call for a lot of cleanups. So
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. Donald Trump's no longer going to be our president.
Yeah, can that's you believe? Delish. Well, I mean, okay. So as of the time that we're recording this, it was a long, long Tuesday. It was multiple days long.
I was like in a dream state for 5 days. Every day blurred together. I finally had to start playing Animal Crossing again. Because I just needed a mind distraction.
I get that. Yeah, I wanted to think of anything else because when I was watching the news, it was like, breaking news, key alert update.
And then
nothing
like,
new to report.
Maricopa County.
And I guess I knew was coming. It's like the news needs you to think it's on the brink of being it at all times. I saw that CNN said they had 5 of the biggest 10 viewing days of all time they've ever had. So like
that's why they dragged it out.
right. Like they don't want to call it a second before they have to because bitch, you are giving them ratings.
Those poor reporters, I'm like, are you even sleeping? How much
they're not poor.
How much
they're making
Adderall
money
did they have?
Oh, I have to say, the first night when I was watching, the guy that was like swiping through on his extra large iPad touch of the map, I know Adderall when I see Adderall. Honey, he had crushed it up and maybe even snorted it.
He had to be alert. He had to be awake. They knew they were in for a long night.
Key race alert. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah. I got it. I understood that he was snorting his Adderall off of a key.
It could be any snortable. at this hour. Wow. I gotta say, people really pulled it out. Thank you to everyone who voted.
Absolutely. Thank you
to everyone who didn't feel discouraged, even though Trump wanted you to feel like your vote didn't matter.
Thank you to the people who had hard conversations with their family members and maybe changed one mind or two minds or three minds.
The last day of the election, I was like, you know what? I feel so stupid just sitting here watching CNN. I need to like get on a volunteer thing. And I was making calls in Michigan, and it felt so good to talk to people. And they already knew they wanted to vote, but then I just would remind them like, okay, well, while you're voting, vote down ballot blue. Here are the people you want to make sure you fill in and blah, 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 blah. They were like, okay, thank you so much. And I'm like, this feels good, productive, doing the thing. And I feel like so many people came out of this election feeling like, oh, this is a really good feeling. And I want people to remember, like, you can have that feeling every time there's an election if you get involved.
Absolutely. And we're going to need these same amount of people to vote in the next time and in the midterms. And everyone needs to stay as motivated and remember what it was like and what we can't let ourselves go back to.
And I know we were like probably really just our expectations were so low. And so when Biden finally went up on stage with Kamala.
Yeah.
And gave their speech, it was like night and day to what we've experienced for the last 4 years.
I know.
Well, actually, we'll get to that. Where were you when you found out the news?
I was.
With that CNN called it.
I was just laying in my bed. It was weird. I woke up Saturday morning like at 5 on the dot for no damn reason. I mean, I know the time change has like messed up my schedule that I'm still adjusting to a little bit. And I'm usually a pretty early riser. But I was just for some reason wide awake at 5 on Saturday. It was as if my body just knew something was coming and to be up and ready. So I was in bed.
And you were just... You're just scrolling?
I was in bed. I was scrolling. I heard my roommate had been like kind of up and around, but I don't think either of us had really like seen each other yet. And then I think we both saw at the exact same time and kind of ran out of our room. We were like, oh my God, we just have to see what's going on in the city. And we like opened our front door and just started wooing and yelling. And then all of our little neighbors on our street started opening their windows. And I mean, it was really... nice because yes, I live in San Francisco and yes, it's a very like liberal bubble, but like the neighborhood I live in is a lot of families and it's not a lot of people that are necessarily my age. And so for us to kind of, and it's not like we really know any of the neighbors who live on our street. So to like open the windows and doors and just come out and start yelling. And then everyone did, it was like all these parents with little kids. And like, there's an old woman who lives next to us and she opened her window and started cheering and she was like crying. And like, that was nice because it was all like adults. Like, I feel weird saying that, but we're definitely like the youngest people who kind of live where we do. And so to see people older than us, kind of cheering along with us, that like that was what, I don't know, was exciting. And then we just, I went to get my run in immediately because I knew I wanted to be out in the city and just kind of watching.
Oh my God, that would be such a fun run because I'm sure everyone was
outside. Oh my God, no. And it's like, I did it within like 20 minutes of it being announced. And so I was like, oh my God, I'm not going to wear headphones. I've got to just run and see what everyone's doing and see what everyone's saying. And I ran through my neighborhood and yeah, people were like blasting music from their windows. All the cars were honking their horns. People were just like wooing and ringing bells. And like the city's energy was just instantly like uplifted and just felt so magnetic. And then, yeah, I came home and showered and Stephen and I walked down to the Castro just to kind of observe and just feel the energy and see, I don't know, just to be with people and celebrate and feel uplifted and lighter and like we did the damn thing.
Yeah, I feel like if you had been watching and listening, maybe if you like listen to political podcasts or if you listen to like Vote Save America or Pod Save America, if you follow along, you know, a lot of like political commentators or people that follow polling and things like that, you kind of knew the direction it was going, even though it was like at a standstill. There were a lot of people talking about which counties still had to report their mail-in ballots and things like that. So if you were really tuned in, you kind of had an idea that like, okay, this is going the direction we want. We just have to be patient. But a lot of people that aren't necessarily as tuned in probably were a little bit confused and easily susceptible to like people like Trump being like, oh, where are these new votes coming from? Trump and Republicans made it a system where many states regulated counting votes so that mail-in votes were counted after Election Day votes. That was Republican-driven policy so that it would appear as if Biden votes that, or rather mail-in votes that lean really Biden heavy because Trump for 2 months said, do not vote by mail, we can't trust mail, would seem like, where are these votes coming from? So it, I understand if you're out there and we're like confused by the whole process, it just know every vote is being counted and there are people watching all the votes getting counted. Nonpartisan
from both
people.
Sides, yeah.
Yes. And it is a process that you can trust and a process that does take time. It's like, if you want to be, to get an accurate count, it does take time. No election has all the votes counted on the day of the election in America. That's just impossible.
I just don't understand how anyone could think that like counting 150 million votes is going to be like a simple task. You know what I mean? Any of the people who were complaining about it taking long is what I'm saying.
I was, I mean, there are a lot of wins to celebrate, a lot of losses to learn from. The House remains in Democrat control. The presidency was won by the Electoral College and the popular vote, which is a relief because it's like, okay, well, girl, there's no arguing both those facts. The Senate is up for grabs. As it stands right now, there are two Senate runoffs in Georgia, which means because the Georgia Senate elections that happened this year, both of them did not meet the criteria to declare a winner, which is more than 50% of the vote for that candidate. Both are getting runoff elections, which are kind of just like a little do-over election in January, which means we have less than 2 months to organize and volunteer and make calls and write postcards and make the, you know, the conversations happen that need to happen to win those Senate seats. And those two Senate seats are so important because the one person that blocked so much of what Obama wanted to do during his presidency was Mitch McConnell, who was in charge of the Senate because the Republicans had the majority in the Senate. And so anytime something that was progressive came out of the House and went to the Senate, he blocked it because he had control of the votes and he had the majority of the votes. So if we win those two runoff elections in Georgia, those two Senate seats get us to 50 Democrats in the Senate, which would be a complete tie in the Senate, which means we wouldn't have complete control because it's 50-50, but every tie vote in the Senate gets decided by the vice president, which is now the one and only Kamala Harris.
Oh my God.
Let's talk about Kamala.
Oh my God. A lot of my friends that I still like keep in touch with from like home and from high school and college are all female. And they all have kids now and they all have daughters. And I was talking to a lot of them the last week and talking about how important and how historic it would be, like even before they were declared the winners. And just thinking about their kids and the conversations they've had with their daughters about what this means and that sort of thing. And when I was sitting there watching Kamala Harris's acceptance speech before Joe Biden went on, it was like, I was thinking like how important this is for so many young girls. And then I was like sitting there thinking, but at the same time, like our friends have never seen a woman in this position. Our parents have never seen a woman in this position. So that was, it's just so funny because that's what I was thinking of, was like how important it was for young girls. But I'm like, even people our age, this is so historic, so incredible. I loved seeing, I was on this hashtag on Instagram and it was all pictures of parents had taken of like their little girls in front of the TV screens watching. I saw like a collage post of them and they were all so cute. And it was just, I don't know, so important and so exciting. And yeah, just talking to so many of my female friends, like I said, who are our age and like what it means to them and the kind of conversations it allows them to now lead with their children.
I mean, yeah, it is definitely a landmark moment. You have somebody who is the first woman of color as vice president. the first woman as vice president, the highest elected official who is a woman. It's huge. And yes, we have so much to celebrate, but also the relief of Mike Pence no longer being the vice president. I think a lot of the terribleness that is Mike Pence gets covered up by the ridiculousness that is Trump, but Mike Pence is dangerous. Mike Pence has always been dangerous. He was the reason for the largest HIV outbreak in Indiana when he was, governor there, I think, or something.
I believe so, yeah.
And when he was in control of a pandemic response type situation, and now he's in charge of the pandemic in America. I mean, the thought of getting somebody who believes in conversion therapy out of the vice presidency is important. Like, that can't be overstated. Like, the fact that the vice president supports conversion therapy, that is a travesty to America. And so to replace him with somebody like Kamala, who I loved in the primaries, who I thought brought a lot of incredible ideas and conversation to the debates, is really historic. And then you had Biden's speech. What did you think of that?
I loved it. And it's just so funny because it's like he kind of gave three speeches throughout the week. You know, it's like he gave the Keep the Faith one Tuesday night as they were still counting. And this was before, as you said, any of the mail-in ballots were counted, before Michigan and Wisconsin had officially flipped. He kind of gave that Keep in the Faith speech. And then same thing, he gave one, what was it, Thursday night or Friday night? But yeah, to just like sit there, no matter if you voted for him or not, I just don't understand how anyone can't see the huge difference in just the language he uses and the conversation he leads and wanting to bring the party together. And I mean, that was so much of his focus, is like, let's work together, let's do this. And it's like, I just don't understand how anyone, if you were watching that and you were upset that Trump lost, how you could still be mad, unless you've just gone like full conspiracy theory and believe everything they're pumping out on Fox News, that it's just going to become a socialist nation and all that. But I don't know. It's just such a huge difference between the type of leader we've had for 4 years and the type of conversation he would have and the bullying he would say and the all of that. It's just light years apart.
Yeah. I mean, when you think about Trump's acceptance speech when he won, it was not unifying. And all I could get from Biden was like, he is willing and ready to be a president for everyone. Not once did he mention Trump. It's very like, okay, that was behind us. We are moving forward. And while Trump has still yet to concede officially, he's still acting like it's still up for debate and encouraging his supporters to donate to him for his legal battles in the courts and blah, blah, blah. Even though the Trump post-election legal battles, they have lost 10 out of the 10 legal battles that they've brought to court so far. They've lost all of them. So like, they have no standing to go on.
That's the nice thing about what they've been saying all along, is we knew all along that this was going to happen. So a lot of these, all of these states knew how under a microscope they were going to be. So I've loved seeing the attorney generals for the states and the secretary of states and the governors get up there and be like, listen, we had, like, I think it was in Pennsylvania, he was saying, we had a fucking live stream. You could watch the people count. He's like, we had them complaining that they wanted to be closer, so we moved them from 10 feet away to 6 feet away and nothing changed.
Yeah. I mean, I think there was a, almost a little frustrating, but relieving change of coverage of Trump, where I think in the final day of all this, the media was kind of like, we're not going to just repeat the lies that you're doing. We're not. And when Trump went on to do a speech, all the networks cut him off because it was just nonstop lies. And it's like, I wish that energy could have been happening for the last 4 years when he's spread tens of thousands of lies and they were just repeating it. But I guess it is what it is, and we're moving forward. I think I'm most immediately relieved that Biden has already announced the lineup for the people that are going to be spearheading the COVID response team. And it's nobody that I recognize. It's no names of Bidens. There's no nepotism. There's no celebrities from Celebrity Apprentice or anything. It's just like scientists and doctors who like are professional and ready to get shit done. I'm so hoping that with all this time before he is sworn in, they're able to really nail down what our nationwide response is going to be. Like, I have high hopes for what he could do for COVID, because it is so out of control. Every single day is a new record broken of how many new cases there are in America. This weekend there was 120,000 new cases each day. I fantasize about January 20th. He says, okay, bitch, everyone, you had months to fucking get groceries. Now we're locking your fucking doors. Everyone's staying inside for 2 months, whatever it has to be. And like, we just get through it. I don't know how else we get out of this. You know what I mean?
Don't you just think like we stay inside for 1 month and that's it?
It could be that simple.
And nobody pays rent.
Yeah, I mean, there could be a rent freeze. There could be a bill freeze. There could be he's the president. They could decide to do something huge if they wanted to. So we'll see what happens. I have faith. I think I look back at Obama and his message kept going back to hope. And when you were talking about Biden's speech, it made me realize his is all about faith.
Yeah.
When he was waiting for it to be done, it was keep the faith. And then I loved the last sentence of his acceptance speech was, now you've kept the faith, now go spread the faith.
Yeah.
And I just got chills even thinking about it. It's like, yes, Biden was not my top pick. A lot of people love to say that, like about, you know, that was not my number one, but like, cool. That means nothing. That's who it is. That's who the president is. He is a world of difference from Trump. Anybody that says the two candidates were anything remotely similar is delusional. Change can only happen when you have somebody in power that even listens to their constituents. So we have to celebrate this. And I am really hopeful, and I feel positive about the direction that we're about to go. I feel like we were on the brink of like bad news bears, bitch.
I mean, can you just like all the other countries were like shooting off fireworks because he lost.
Yeah. When the world is celebrating that you lose your job, I kept seeing that post go around. I'm like, well, bitch, I almost that must suck.
No, I loved all the pictures of his like car coming back from fucking golfing on Saturday, Friday, and everyone's
how on the
flipping
nose that
off.
He was golfing. How on the nose that he was wasting tax dollars to the very last minute. Oh my God, my favorite part of all of this, the Four Seasons
debacle. How does it get better than that?
It was straight out of Veep.
I'm rewatching
you could
Veep
not write,
right now.
So am I. you could not write a better, more tragic, hilarious ending to the Trump presidency other than... So what had happened was they were trying to book the Four Seasons Hotel to have a press conference to whatever, dispute what's going on or spread whatever lies they want to do. And they accidentally booked the Four Seasons Hotel or the Four Seasons Landscaping. What is it? Four Seasons Total Landscaping instead of Four Seasons Hotel.
Well, because Four Seasons Hotel wanted nothing to do with him. They tweeted it.
I saw that. But do you think it was an accident on the Trump side?
I
honestly do.
I do too. But I'm just like, when someone figured it out and like, how did they not scramble to fix it?
It must have been too. I mean,
I've been in situations where we've had to scramble to figure something out. And I felt like we did a better job.
Yeah, if you look at the pictures of the Four Seasons Total Landscaping residence, it is next to a dildo shop. It is across the street from
crematorium.
Crematorium. It looks like a strip mall, but worse, dirty. they slapped some like Trump paraphernalia all around, and then Rudy Giuliani gave a speech next to like a fire hose. It looked tragic and sad.
It literally looked straight out of Veep. I feel like I've seen that episode.
It was a glorious, terrible ending to their shit show.
I saw someone say, like, if that had been in LA, it would have been like booked at the Staples Center, but then just out front of a Staples.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine?
They booked the Ritz-Carlton. It's actually in the Ritz section of crackers at the Pavilions.
Pavilions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a Ritz section? Is that your favorite cracker aisle?
Well, it's next to the Goldfish. The Goldfish section is huge.
Well, there's lots.
Do you know how many sections or how many types of Goldfish crackers there are?
I've had Goldfish pretzel crackers.
I'd like to try that.
Good. It's scrummy.
I want to put it out there that every single piece of shit that worked for Trump is going to start scrambling to distance themselves from him. Even his fucking kids. There were already reports that Ivanka and Jared Kushner were trying to tell him to concede. Bitch, that is fucking PR spin. They want you to think that they are on the side of democracy when they were on board for fascism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, racism, all the shit for 4 years. So any type of distancing you're about to see in exchange for like compassion or a second chance, or they want to, or maybe if they even do a tell-all book deal, or they're going to get on Dancing with the Stars. No, we are not about to allow any of these people a second chance, because this is we know who they are, and I think that stain should be on them and on their LinkedIn for a long time. Do not give these people time of day. Do not buy their memoir.
If what's his face can go on Dancing with the Stars, then
I swear to God,
then they're all going to be up there.
I'm not doing that. We're not doing that. Can we not do that? I mean, I know what's happening, but I don't want to do that.
They're going to reboot The Apprentice.
I would like to vomit. I would like to puke.
He's just going to make his own he's just going to make his own Trump News Fox News channel.
Well, I've already started to see people
Don Jr. 2024.
I have bad feelings about. I'm not talking about that yet. We're not talking about that yet.
We're celebrating.
You know what? We are celebrating what we're celebrating. I woke up and I was laying in bed and I started to hear the screams out in the street, and it was beautiful. And I went with some of my friends down to West Hollywood, and people were dancing in the streets.
Yeah.
I brought some champagne and I like spritzed it everywhere. It felt very nice and celebratory. But you know what I loved the most was that it felt safe. Even though we were like out and there were a lot of people out, everyone had a mask on.
Same.
And everyone was outside. Nobody was like doing this, you know, rallies indoors like the Trumps do. It felt like a world of difference, not just of like behavior, but also energy. It was all like celebration, not gloating on like, you know,
being a bully.
It just felt good. And so, we were talking about it as we were walking away from the celebration afterward. We were like, it feels so good to feel good.
Like light. That's what I said. It just felt like this weight lifted, this like, I don't know, safety net. Like we all got our parachutes back.
Mind you, we still have so much work to do. Mind you, like the Senate is still up for grabs. Mind you, Biden is very centrist and you know, not as progressive as I would like him to be. I don't know where you all stand, but I would like him to lean a little bit more progressive. So that will take work and that will take pressure. But I think today we celebrate, tomorrow we get back to work.
I love that. I guess I really feel like my sneeze is close now.
Ooh. You've been edging for 30 minutes.
I've been edging this sneeze for minutes, days, hours.
I get that. Hey, congrats Michigan for going blue. That felt really good. How did you feel about our home state?
I mean, here's the thing. Like the last time it was fucking, aside from 2016, the last time it was even Republican was like 1988. It's just like, I've seen people ranting and these conspiracy theorists being like, how did six typically red states all go blue? And I'm like, well, fucking keep Michigan's name out your mouth, because Michigan's been a blue state almost the every election since I've been born. So get your facts straight.
If you're asking how these swing states went blue, you're not paying attention. There are people on the ground who have been mobilizing for the last 4 years and organizing, volunteering, and signing people up to register to vote and doing the work. And when you look at which communities in all of these swing states went the most blue and pushed those states over the edge to become blue, it was people of color. It was
Detroit's, Atlanta's, Philadelphia's. Yeah, I saw a map of Arizona that had all the like native turnout.
So if you're wondering how all of this happened, bitch, tune in a little bit closer, because it's easy to see if you pay attention that the organizers are doing the work. And when I think about like, okay, if you want to get involved now and help with the Senate runoff in Georgia, look to who has been doing the work so far. And that's people like Stacey Abrams. That's organizations like Fair Fight. There's a lot of different resources that you can get involved in. Say you want to do something from home, you can make calls. That is a game changer. There's a organization on Instagram called Voter Forward, I think. I'm going to find it. But it is a organization where you can write postcards and have them sent to voters in Georgia. So like handwritten postcards, which make a huge difference for like human to human interaction, especially during coronavirus when people are stuck inside. That could make the difference of if somebody turns out.
Absolutely. Keep doing the work. And the other only last thing I was going to say about Michigan was, when Trump won it in 2016, it was by like 12,000 votes, 11,000 votes. People acted like all crazy, like Michigan's a blue state again. I'm like, pay the fuck attention. We've always been a progressive state.
The organization that I was talking about is called Vote Forward. It's VOTEFWD.org. FWD.org.
Love that.
But yeah, you can sign up to write letters to voters. And I think that's a really great way for if you are not 18, if you are out of state, if you want to make a difference, imagine hosting a little postcard making party with your friends on Zoom, and you all sit there and hang out and write postcards. What a fun way to reach people that need to be reached. And let me tell you, the Republicans know this is their last shots to stop any action that they can with Mitch McConnell. So they are organizing right now. And if you think they're just sitting there letting us take the win in Georgia, it is not happening. You need to get up and get involved.
T.
So that's that.
I was just going to say, so when they're on their Zoom hangouts, filling out these postcards, should they be listening to the Little Mix album or the Kylie Minogue album?
Oh my God, I would say put it both on shuffle. Add both of them to a playlist. They're so good.
Like
so which one have you listened to?
Neither.
What?
Bitch, I had a long ass weekend.
Honey.
I was
What about the Sam Smith album?
And I only listened to one song, but I like the one I've listened to. I mean, to be fair, I've listened to like six of those songs because they've all been like slowly released from Sam Smith.
Well, you'll feel the same way about the Little Mix album. The first like five or six songs you already know.
Well, but see, this is what I was going to say about Confetti is like breakup song is my fucking jam. Holiday always has been my jam. But like, I didn't really like any of the other like pre-singles that they dropped. And I was going to say, I didn't even know the album came out until you said it at the start of the podcast.
Well, bitch, you got to go listen. I liked Happiness, though I think that was a pre-single also, now that I think about it. Confetti is really good. What other ones do I like? I like Not a Pop Song, Sweet Melody. But a lot of those, yeah, were the pre-release songs. The Kylie album, bitch, I added, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of the songs
to
my playlist.
Well, and I noticed it was a long album, but I am due for a long run today because I did short runs all weekend because of the celebrations and the news. So my intention was to go run like 6 to 8 miles and listen to the whole Kylie album through while I was doing it.
You're going to love it. It is straight up disco, high energy. I think there's only two slowish songs. But I think it's going to be up there for like with Aphrodite for me. It's that good.
Oh, well, thank you for informing me, my little brain.
Of course, my sweet angel. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to thank all of the, like we said at the beginning, like thank everyone who voted and had conversations and put the work in. And I hope you were able to celebrate in like a safe, accepting environment over the weekend, or at least have some one-on-one conversations with close friends to kind of celebrate. Because I know there's people who live in areas where, or who still live with their parents who were big Trump supporters. And if you were excited that Biden won, you probably didn't get to say a whole lot. So
I hope you have a little dance party on your own, even if it's just in your bedroom. Do it right now and know that we're dancing with you.
I know. One of my friends said that they had like a college friend who lived in Florida, and it's like all of her family and everyone was Trump supporters. And when Biden won, she had to get in her car and drive to a Target parking lot and cry and FaceTime with her friends because she couldn't celebrate with any of her family. But I'm glad she was able to celebrate with friends via FaceTime.
Whew. Well, I had a lot more to celebrate and talk about, but we are running out of time. So I made a video that's going up as of this video goes up. That's all of the big wins that I wanted to celebrate from this election, whether it's like the rainbow wave of candidates that got elected, the ballot measures that were successful, all the things that we should be really grateful for, because it was not just a Biden win. There was so many progressive stuff that got passed in. So if you want to hear more from me, I made a little video about that. But that is all. I think that's all the time we have for today. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me, you know, dancing in the streets, baby.
Okay. you can find me at the Four Seasons Total Landscaping.
Doing what? Helping take down posters?
It looked like a place that I've definitely peed in while drunk at like 3 a.m. You know, when you're walking home and you're like, it looked like, so maybe I'm peeing.
I feel like leftover Trump sign. I feel like I could hear dogs barking in the background when I saw that picture. You know what I mean?
I hate it.
Like a chain link fence around a lawn that needs to be mowed and a dog barking.
Okay, keep the faith, baby.
Spread the faith, baby.
Okay, spread them cheeks, honey.
Okay, well.
Okay, bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.